just said that Farrah's not coming.
Oh, okay.
Because I called her cell phone at 7 to say,
are you at the station?
I'm totally stuck in the traffic. And she said she had another meeting. She wasn't coming.
Okay. And then it may just be us, which is fine.
Well, has the composition of the committee been decided?
Mm-hmm.
Determined?
Yes. Yes, the lab did that. Do you have it with you, Sharon?
Well, what I have are the notes I was doing before.
He's unprepared.
I could try and tell people if someone could do it up there.
All right, I can do that.
Now, I swore that there was a decision, that there was an agreement with the Unity proposal that at least half the folks were listeners.
Right.
Well, more than half.
At least half.
This is not on the lab.
Yeah,
right.
This is not, okay.
Right.
So I have no idea if this adds up or not.
It did in the meeting. I checked it in the meeting.
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, okay. A minimum of 3 voting lab members voting elected by the listeners. Mm-hmm. 2 paid staff.
Hang on.
2 unpaid staff. 3 plus listeners.
Hang on.
That's why I think it doesn't
come to 50% listeners.
3 what now?
3 plus listeners.
Well, don't the collectives count as listeners?
Pardon?
Don't the collectives count as listeners?
Well, I didn't get there yet.
Okay.
9 non-voting management people.
What?
Yeah. I'm sorry, 6.
What?
Something
6.
I thought it was 5.
It was outrageous.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's
completely
totally
crazy.
Nuts. 6.
6 non-voting management members.
Yeah.
From
yes.
Where?
That's right.
From where?
From where?
Staff?
PD.
In addition?
It's,
yeah.
It was going to be
what?
PD,
GM, news director,
yeah,
music director,
no.
Director, everything.
That was Raphael.
Yeah.
That's what the lab accepted.
This is what the lab voted on.
No,
but
I thought
we didn't have those positions. And they specified which positions we had. The positions we had were GM, news director, program director.
News director.
Program director. Because those are the only positions that were filled. And
well,
the only positions that are budgeted for. Music
right.
director and the rest of them aren't even in the budget. They're not going to happen.
Well, but that's what they...
I sent out an email asking the lab to confirm. I never got anything back.
That's what I...
Well, I haven't seen the minutes from Marty yet, so I don't know officially.
Yeah, you don't have to accept what I say, because
I went off
the audio of the lab meeting.
So this is what... They decided, and everyone thought it was crazy, and we don't have arts and culture director or public affairs director. Nevertheless, that's what was said.
Okay. Well.
For community, this was out of mind. This was the at large for
the appointed position, right?
For diversity.
The
yeah.
sense during that time, I thought that everybody was thinking it's getting outrageous, so let's just stop right now and then.
Except it came to 25.
Yeah,
it did. Yeah,
that
it came at 25.
It was just like everybody was throwing, you know,
collectives for. Now
I didn't get
I have this weird
and,
note here for collectives, and I don't understand quite what it says. My note says UNDET, which to me would mean undetermined. So I don't know what that means.
You know what? Farrah was asking that they clarify what was a collective because she had a dispute with Lydia about what was a collective.
Okay, if it was programming collective or
yeah,
these needs assessment.
Exactly.
Okay, so 4 from the collective. And my total was 25. So see, it's what they
3, 5, 7, 10. We had 16. I'm up to 24.
Yeah.
I
have
to
pardon?
I get 21. Wait, 9?
They said 6.
But there are really only 3 positions,
okay.
So we're down to 21.
Okay. Is that your recollection?
Okay,
because I was writing as we were going.
I thought the people here would know.
As I say, I'm still waiting on
okay.
the minutes for the official
Well, why don't
word,
we
so.
Reduce the non-voting management to what it's supposed to be?
I did.
I mean, to what the
what makes
real people are.
I did. It's
okay.
down to 3 down here.
Okay. So how many listeners does that make?
Well, again, that depends on whether you consider the collective listeners, and I thought there was some discussion that they were, but if they're not...
Well, I'll tell you, the programming collectives are being defined as unpaid staff for purposes of this crazy election we're going through right now.
Oh, people elected by the listeners.
Yeah.
So, but they're not this unpaid staff.
No.
Yeah.
Are they that unpaid staff?
If they're programming collectives that... See,
they're not elected by the listeners. Right? They're elected by the staff. Right?
Well, that's what we're saying.
Yeah,
if the collectives are going to be elected by the unpaid staff, then they fall into this category.
That's what I'm saying, is that right now, what the programming collectives, if whoever puts in an average of 5 hours a month, because like in our case, sometimes it's 15 hours one month and three another, is being considered unpaid staff for purposes of the election to the lab. And that's why this notion of what we mean by collectives is a problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, or do we have 6 unpaid staff on this committee?
What's the difference between unpaid staff and volunteers?
Same.
Okay. Yeah. Unpaid staff are how many hours?
5 hours on the average.
5 hours on the average. Volunteers for instance, phone answerers who come in once a year.
Regular volunteers.
Okay. Yeah.
5 hours a week.
Right. Regular volunteers and etc. Now, the only collective that I know of that's not a programming collective is the one that Lydia keeps referring to as a collective, the Latino-Latina, which is more of an advisory. Now, wait. I just had an email. There's an attempt to have a coalition of collectives. And in that email, there were 3 functions. One, advisory in relationship to their constituents, community constituents. That's the second one. And one was programming.
So they're all calling themselves collectives.
Yeah, so...
Well, let me say this. Obviously, what we need to do is set up some mechanism to select or elect or however we're going to do these people. We can go back to the lab and ask for clarification on this if we want, but I don't think we need to get ourselves hamstrung on this right now, because we can go ahead and figure out voting mechanisms for all of them, figure out how many in each category later on.
Well, I just want to ascertain if we have 50% listeners.
Depends on whether these folks are listeners.
Might qualify as a listener.
Whether they're listeners or whether they're unpaid staff. And if they're unpaid staff, are they part of those 2 unpaid staff up there, which will vary the number of listeners?
No. See, the collectives was Lydia's.
You can have... correct me if I'm wrong, but you can, you can have a potential of almost 100 collectives, meaning, dividing up into different groups, okay?
Right.
So I would...
So we have 4 people that need to be elected from among all of them.
Okay, so there is, so what you're saying, and it sounds like it makes sense to have, to say that the collectives as a unit, as a voting body, can elect 4
right.
members.
Right.
And I would make the argument that they'd be a listeners, but I could see them being put as listeners, and the reason is because I can see a credible amount of diversity there. And that's really what we're looking for when we talk about having listeners on, okay? On this console is to have a wide variety of opinions. So maybe I'm wrong in that sense.
Well, the concern I would have is we already have 4 people who have some self-interest here.
Sure, the collectives.
Okay?
What do you mean?
The
outside
2 paid staff and 2 unpaid staff. Even though everyone's agreed that they wouldn't be on-air programmers. Okay, that was an agreement, right?
But will you agree with a Bob Young statement, and that was the only time staff has ever been united is it's just on, you know, one thing. They've always been an incredibly diverse unit.
Well, I mean, yes, but if one of the things that a programming committee does is make sure there's a range of programs and, you know, that there are programs representing both different constituents and different balance of public affairs and culture, etc., if you've got eight people out of a third of them,
that's a big building body.
Let me also say, Eva is mandated to put together an internal body to review programming involving the staff, which means the staff will have influence both here and
in their own administrative
and within the station.
Yeah.
Well, then maybe we need to go back to the lab and say, given that, does this make sense? Shouldn't there simply be some person from that body who they elect to be on this body? I mean, otherwise they're what, in bargaining, you call double dipping.
Exactly. I think this internal program committee has come up since this was formulated.
Maybe we even want to say
that the staff represented here is non-voting, for instance. I don't know.
Well, I still have this concern because I thought there was an agreement with the Unity proposal that there be 50% listeners, and I don't see that.
Well, it's 3+ listeners.
If they're 25 or 24,
the idea
then we're talking about 12 listeners.
I agree. How about appointed from community? Are they also considered listeners or not really?
Yeah, they are, but yeah.
How does that appointed from community work?
I have some real concerns about appointed
seats.
I have huge problems.
What is that?
I was the one who had the community at large.
But I don't know that it should, although it says it here, I don't know why it can't follow the same model that we proposed initially for grandparenting, which is from various community groups, in order to get good representation, can nominate, but if it could still be elected by the listeners, then in fact those could be part of those seats.
Well, the idea we discussed was the same as we did on the GM search committee, where this body went ahead and elected this grouping.
Right.
And, you know, frankly, I don't know that was so successful on the GM search committee, to tell you the truth.
I'd rather that they be nominated from, that there be 4 at-large seats that are...
Are we sure that these at-large seats, I don't know.
We may not need them.
Yeah, are they necessary? If we've got the collectives in here, isn't that our outreach at this point? Particularly because we're talking about an interim program committee here.
Well, except if the collectives are programming collectives, to me that's still a problem.
Well, let's take a look at elections, because frankly, outreach and elections may take us 90 days anyway to arrange for this. And if we're going 90 days, we're into March before we've got a program council.
Okay, well, non-voting management is obvious. Paid staff is obvious. And so is unpaid staff now that there's a procedure for us
to
work, do that.
We need to coordinate with Fidel on those two.
Right.
And he probably can help us with that.
Well, the unpaid, they could do what they're doing on this for the lab elections.
That's what I mean. You know, we've got to coordinate with him because he's got the mechanism in place.
Yeah.
But we've got to set it up with him. And they've got to go back and do that whole process again. I mean, they've got the names now, and it should be a little easier. But we're still talking about a nominating process and an election process, and it's going to be weeks before this happens, particularly through the holidays. The listeners.
See, that wasn't done at the same time.
Same time as
the lab thing that's being done. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd almost say that it'd be better to delay the lab, get the nominations, because there's been a problem with the nominations anyhow. The youth collective didn't get the stuff in time. We didn't get it.
I mean, if we could get it together to piggyback on that would be great.
Yeah.
But I think they're very close to being ready to go with those. If frankly, we need the representation of the labs.
Well, they're not really close. They're close only in the sense that they were supposed to be received by today, but they don't even have the addresses of people.
Hey, how are you? So if we can piggyback on it, I'd be great with that, but I really want to see that seat filled on the lab, and I need to see that delayed. No, yes, I think it's crucial that we go ahead with that and make sure it gets taken care of.
Well, so the only one that we have to be concerned about is the listener lab.
No, we do need to coordinate with Fidel and make sure that happens.
Yeah, make sure it happens. But he's, I mean, we don't need
it
to take
it. Maybe a second election. I mean, there's a lot of communication needs to happen to make that happen. We need to coordinate how the listeners are going to elect lab members, listener elections. We need to approach the lab about this and about this.
Okay. Well,
I was of the impression, like you say, it's an interim, that the first one, that the lab members just appoint their own three.
Mm-mm.
But you're saying no. Mm-hmm. You want listeners.
We want
the listeners wanted to elect this lab member.
Right.
So
I think there's a way to consolidate one election.
The
listeners and the lab members elected. So what we would need is for the lab to say who's people self-nominate, or the lab nominatory. So those nominations are out there. Then really widely, multilingually, have carts all over the place. Put a thing in, it's probably not enough time, go on lists like Change Links, send to community groups, and have let people be nominated or self-nominate.
Let's start taking some notes. We've got to put out specific ideas. Let's do a plan.
What's wrong with having one style?
No, that's where I'm going. And then at that forum.
The motivation is to...
Yeah, but getting the word out, and then
we've got several people talking here. I'm trying to take notes, so let's coordinate this a little bit.
Okay, so where I was going with this was
lab and listener election.
Be a single forum and election at that point.
Yeah,
like we did the other
day. I mean, that's obvious.
The big thing is getting the word out.
I mean,
really big thing.
One of the three, like the lab members and the listeners.
Exactly.
Okay, so advertising with cars,
because then the lab members who are the nominees would make their statements as well.
I think we should focus on
what else do we
want to
do for outreach.
We should maybe focus on or concentrate on specific communities, because I know that when we had that election for the search committees, we had a hard time getting...
do we know how to reach the community?
Yeah, but if people know it's programmed, what everyone's interested in is
programming.
You know, and I think it's not just carts. I think it's getting...
I mean, bylaws has 2 hours. They can, talk it up for bylaws programming.
Yeah, but that's a very limited audience. I think that it's the collectives where you get diverse communities listening.
Really?
Yeah,
it needs to be really promoted.
Every
on those
collective,
programs.
We should ask that every collective
program,
spend 5 minutes on, with an announcement that
needs
carts
to
go onto the collectives and they
I see. You mean when you say collectives, you mean the people who already have programs on?
Yeah.
Okay.
We shouldn't take the path of least resistance.
Right.
We
and
should
then
concentrate
be,
on outreach.
Just tell them.
Because if it's if each collective does it and does it, has a bilingual cart on their program, so that, we could get someone to do an Arabic and Farsi cart. Spanish is easy. Whatever the Asian Pacific Islander collective thinks might be the languages that they should use. Korean among them.
All right, what else?
And the indigenous collective.
And the
American Indian Airways.
The American Indian Airways collective. So that would get right away.
Okay.
Whole bunch of communities to get them.
Okay.
Well,
the election should be SCVM.
Well, hang on, we're still trying to figure out outreach.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm moving up Jeff and Ian.
Or just be a presence in the community, like just being at different events. I mean, I think it's better, great that KPFK is getting more involved with company sponsors, so being more presence.
Let me back up a little bit, and let's set up a timetable here, because, now we're talking about going out to events and do we want to have these elections in a month or 6 weeks or 9 weeks or where are we going with this?
Is this for both?
I see the end of January.
Oh, right now we're talking about the Lab and Listener elections. Yeah.
Yes. I would suggest the end of January just to be realistic.
I think February or March to be realistic.
Now that's going to bump us up against the IPNB meeting, which is January 31st.
Maybe in
which is where?
February.
Here. Which means everybody's going to be mobilized to work on that as well.
In the middle of February or something.
We're having the IPNB meeting here where we need to coordinate transportation
and housing and all of that. And of course, take a lot of our resources also.
If these folks are being elected, well, except for the lab, the other people who are being elected, why is this necessarily interim then, if they're being elected? Why might not this be the committee?
Well, there was
except
some talk
for the
about,
lab members.
There
who
was some talk about that, and it was decided to go ahead with an interim. I think because they wanted to try out the process and
sure,
see if it
to
worked.
See where the snakes are.
And then, yeah,
and
no,
be able to go back and revisit.
Well, but it could be extended, you know.
Okay, but what is the point if we're not doing it till middle February? And then, presumably, if the lab elections are now
June,
April, May.
Right, or the June. Lab's supposed to be seated in June or July.
Yeah, but the elections would have, say, are May,
right,
given the way things are going.
And this came up, and the idea was to test it and, you know, see if this process
would
work.
This, how can you test?
Go back and revisit.
There's no time. 2 months? That's not a test.
Well, March, April, May, June.
That's 4 months.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of things come out. Yeah.
I think that.
I would still call it interim, and I think a lot of things, as long as that interim word is there, everybody knows, okay, that it's not frightening, it's not that hard set.
I think it should be.
Are you also saying, like, let's not put so much work into elections for the interim also? Is that also what you're saying? Maybe just to form it based on, accept that it's an imperfect selection, but at least to try out the model? Is that?
I mean, that's why I want to work out the timetable here.
We've got
to look at a timetable and what can realistically be done within that timetable, and that's why I'm suggesting let's...
Because we definitely can't... I mean, there's no way that I can see that you could do all... I mean, the programming, say, starting the 3rd of January, I suppose we could try for that. I don't know, 20th?
Use January for outreach and then have the elections in February.
Mid-February? Is that what we're looking at? Okay.
Now, we got to does anyone know how the PD search process is going and when we might have a PD?
No. But I don't think that also, you know...
We'll have a PD before we have a program council, all that. I hope.
Yeah, and it seems to me, let's concentrate just on the... On the programming console and just get the, let's get dates and let's just because I would like to also know, are we going to define or will they define when they get themselves together, are they going to define what the program console duties are?
Well, we have
already
we know that
okay. The lab already defined that.
We already know that. That was that came out of the Unity and was the distribution of powers and remedies was already agreed to.
Yeah. The lab agreed to it. So
are you for sure the role did? Now, did the remedies?
I emailed that to the people on the committee.
Which?
The responsibilities, duties and responsibilities that came out of the lab. I clipped it out of the minutes and sent it on.
I didn't get that. Okay.
It was the first one I sent a couple weeks ago about this meeting.
Oh, well, that's the one, the email I never got.
Okay,
but that was from those. Can you resend it?
Yeah.
But that came from the Unity proposal, right?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I sent it along with a link to Dan Coughlin's letter.
Oh, I didn't get it. I didn't get that at all.
Oh, okay.
No, the first thing was that I got from you was an announcement of a meeting 24 hours after the email.
Yeah, I was just trying to move fast.
That was the first thing I got.
There was actually 72 hours, but it was still pretty fast. I just snuck up on me, and I
I really want to get this going. Okay.
Or was there any way to speed it up?
I just thought, the concept of elections, like, would it be ballots? Would it be to mail to people? I mean, I just, I'm nervous about, cause thinking about the logistics of just the lab elections, you know, process and money. And I mean, I don't know, what is the process for this? I mean,
I'd sure like to do something more than an open forum. You know, I find that really restrictive to people who are A, dedicated, B, have transportation, C, are available on the day of the election. Yeah.
If the folio ever comes out,
right?
We can send it out with a folio.
Yeah.
Plus, have a form. I think we should
count on that.
But then you get into, if you could send it out with a folio, I would probably accept that as legitimate ballots if they came back.
Well, I have another idea.
But
what if the form is a foreign cell? People nominate themselves, are nominated, make statements, the lab nominees make their statements, that's recorded, that's played on air, and then the election is done via, now what they're doing in the unpaid staff is she's sending out the material via mail. I mean, I don't know why I can't go via email, but anyhow, then you're getting assigned a code and can either mail back or email back with your code.
Because we have...
And that way, if it's an on-air thing, then people can...
Because we have 8 zillion listeners to assign codes to and sorting that...
No, only if people request. Because we can't do 15,000.
Yeah, we can't do 15,000. Now, 300 for the unpaid staff is driving them nuts right now. So I don't know how we would verify email voting or, frankly, ballot voting by mail. And yet, you know, I really do find a forum tremendously restrictive. I work on Saturdays next semester. You know, I'm sure there are people working Saturdays and Sundays, and I work evenings. And
what mechanism can we use if there's a forum which is recorded and then aired?
Mm-hmm. Which I think is a great idea.
How can people then vote? You could just call in with their, okay. I mean, subscription information.
These SDV ballots are not like a typical ballot either. Mm-hmm. Putting them in the folio is not all that easy. I mean,
Who gets it?
But can we count
the formatting of the ballot itself.
Or
just sending them out. Mailing them out is not.
We can't afford to mail them out.
Yeah.
I mean, mailing on that is thousands of dollars, and we can't afford to do that.
When's the next play show?
Next what?
Play show.
March.
We could provide ballots at the station and have people come in the station, pick them up at their convenience, and mail them in, like absentee ballots or something.
I don't think about the folks I know who listen to Oxford. Yeah. They're not driving 60 miles in here to pick up a ballot.
Well, another possibility is, let's say you have a problem. I mean, it depends on how we're going to run it. I think if this is interim and there's wide publicity and other stuff, that it has to be done at the forum.
Can I ask a question? How's KPFA do there? Don't they have a program on council?
It's all staff.
It's all staff, and it wasn't.
Okay, it's a mess anyway.
Yeah.
But they also had elections and.
It's mail.
$10,000.
$10,000.
It was mail, and then you could email back. You were given a code.
Okay.
$10,000 plus. Actually, the estimates are anywhere between $10,000 and $15,000.
Okay, and we're not thinking of combining the elections for the regular elections with programming council. That would not
be
prohibitive, right? Yeah. That's right. It would be delayed.
Unless we call it
This is an interim.
Yeah, that's my feeling.
Okay, here.
Yeah.
Now,
would it be possible to have, say, 4 or 5 voting sites set up?
But can I also say something?
Orange County. I mean,
Leslie, might be one of the keys, since this is an interim programming council. it's going to be revisited.
Yeah.
I would say let's not be hard-nosed about, you know, in other words, we have a forum. We also have, in other words, maybe we have two different methods, as you say. Put them in key areas like libraries and, you know, in Orange County, libraries in San Bernardino, that type of thing, and have, you know, just announce for people to go in to grab the form and vote.
Yeah.
But then also make everybody aware this is kind of like we're putting it together. We want to see where the snags are, and we're going to have a programming console by this date, and that's okay. And there are going to be problems, but let's get it going, okay? I mean, do you understand what I'm saying?
I mean, exactly what I'm jammed up against. Yeah. I want to do it quickly, and yet I want the widest possible participation.
But the critical thing is, I think that if every collective and other programs that reach various communities are talking about it on air, mm-hmm. and we have it at a central place, people will make an effort to be there, because what people are interested in is program.
Yeah.
I mean, they really could care less about all the stuff that's consuming everybody. It's program that they're interested in. And I think that's on an interim basis. It should just be done at the forum.
Yeah.
And then
plus the forum plus the
vote at the forum, others send their ballots.
The forum plus the
on the air
sending
out the libraries,
yeah.
Off the computer, that's another way they can get the ballots, or at their local library.
And they can listen.
Are we concerned about fraudulent ballots?
If they're just getting a PDF file off a computer, one person could send in 20.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know.
But on the other hand, it would be fairly easy to put numbered ballots in a library.
Yeah.
You know, and ask people. But I mean, do they even have to be confidential ballots? Could they sign off on them? Would we have any problem with that?
No, just to get
it. I think it causes suspicion for what the future elections will be like.
Oh, if you ask them to sign, you mean?
Good point.
Oh, because then, there's no way to prevent them from PDF from.
The fact of the matter
is, one thing you can do though is that you can have them sign the envelope, their name, but not the ballot. In other words, you know who's mailing the ballot. And you can check their name off of the listeners list so that...
That's true.
Because there's not going to be that many. Not only
that,
I think we could check them.
But we can also ask them, since they're picking up from libraries, mm-hmm. Are they going to mail the ballots in or what?
I think they'd have to.
Or would they just get them back to the library?
We're throwing up, okay? I mean, this is
almost like brainstorming right now, but we need it.
That we should allow for some people to mail their ballots in, some people to vote at the forum. Why not?
Yeah, I don't see any reason not to do both.
But to vote at the forum would be almost like I'm envisioning what everybody is against in national elections, where you have it's almost like these people I have most of the people I have look like they're supporting this candidate, and that starts to run. You understand what I'm saying?
No, why would that be so? Because
it sounds like the forum is for you're voting at the. Are you okay? If you're voting simultaneously, fine. But if you're voting at the forum, if you have people voting at the forum and then that can be stalled by just saying nobody opens anything until everything is in. Okay.
Well, there's a deadline, and some people could vote. Sort of like when you do absentee ballots. Some people go to polling places, and some people have absentee ballots.
Sure.
But I think instead of getting too grandiose about all these libraries, we should just think about four central places.
Yeah, libraries were open for the people.
They could get that off of the computer.
Are you in agreement that they can actually pick up the forms at the libraries? Since the library has a place where, you know, people do pick up all kinds of of information. Yeah. So is there any? There's nothing wrong with that, right?
Find one. Okay. Yeah, one library in each locality, and then announce that over the station.
Mm-hmm. Now, Sarah brought up a point. Do we want to do voter registration for this?
Well, we did at the other. We did at the forum. In other words, they had to fill out their name and their address.
Well, but
we knew who was voting. Right.
But if they're mail-in things,
materials.
But if they're mail-in things, Sarah, and you have to check every one of those signatures on a mail-in thing, then why not just check the forum once at the same time?
Well, you could.
What would be your mechanism for registering?
For checking also, yeah.
I mean, they would fill out a registration form, right? And then send in their... They probably have to send their in. Now, how would that work?
No, but the reason that we did that was because we couldn't get the subscriber list. So it was like an honor system that you really, were... subscriber.
But this is maybe it is probably
it's complicated, but just having
this is trivial. But right now we say that listeners it can be like the subscriber list are subscribers, and then there's there's a volunteer list. I guess if they're we have non-paid subscribers. What do you call those people? But that we don't have to worry about that too much. I think, or we can check the we all have a volunteer list, so that's okay. I was trying to say, we can check their names off of the subscriber list. That's how and it wouldn't be that many. I don't think it would be that difficult. But how about people that say I give my time? So we need a volunteer list. But
that's what Fidel has. That's what Fidel's doing.
Yeah, that's minor.
But we're acting as if we're going to have even 10% volunteer.
Oh, I know. It's not going to be an issue.
1,500 people? I seriously doubt that.
100 would be
perfect. I still think the more I think about this, the more I think the outreach is critical, because we need to get the listeners used to the idea of voting.
Yeah.
We've got much more, important elections coming up. So, let's start talking about subscribers and voting and put that out there to them and start getting used to that idea.
And doing this will allow us to get we'll have some hindsight into the problems for the major election that's coming up. Yeah.
One I can see right now is if we give them a ballot and expect them to put it in an envelope and mail it back to us, it's going to sit on people's desks.
Yeah.
I know how that works. But I don't know that we can afford envelopes.
Well, that's their problem then.
I don't know how we would get envelopes to everybody. And stamps. But still, that's something we can look at, and we can look at and see what, the turnout. In fact, what would be really interesting would be to go ahead and get numbered ballots, which would be easy enough to do. You just get a number stamp and stamp them all. Or run them to a printer, and a printer can do it at minimal cost, and see how many ballots were taken and how many came back.
Well,
I mean, it'd be an interesting statistic to have, how many people picked up ballots and how many people returned
However,
them.
If the nominations are occurring at the forum, and people are voting at the forum, the ballots that are going to the people who aren't at the forum can't be done even until all the nominating has been done.
Right. So we need a nominations deadline.
So the forum ones are not going to have to be numbered.
Why not?
Because there will be more nominations at the forum.
No, we close nominations before the forum. Close them a week before. Take them to Kinko's and get them numbered.
Mm-hmm.
What's the purpose of the numbered ballots?
Well, for one, to make sure we don't have duplicates.
Yeah.
And also, drop a little logo with that, so you don't want
numbering in blue ink or something that would be hard to duplicate.
But that's a good idea. Just have it.
What is the point of numbered ballots? Because one person could still fraudulently fill out two consecutive numbers, right?
But they have to sign off on the envelope.
Oh, they sign up on the envelope. So when they take the ballot,
on the envelope they mail it in on. They sign off on the envelope, and they get a tick on the subscriber list at that point.
So when they pick up the ballot, they're assigned a number, which is the
we're not, as Trima says, making the library responsible for the...
You're right, there's no need to number them, good. Okay, we don't need to number them if they sign off on the envelope.
We need to
give them specific instructions that when they mail them in, they need to make sure that their name and return address
on the back of the ballot. And that could be done on the back of the
ballot. Yeah, look, then they're identified on the ballot. On the ballot.
I don't know. Is there
some way to.
Is there any chance of the polling coming in?
Sarah, can I ask a question in respect to the folio? Is it just a newsletter, or is it more involved?
It can be just a newsletter. It could be anything that the station needs, I guess.
But I thought someone was giving money for it.
Hopefully the folio will have information about candidates and things like that on it. I mean,
but I thought so.
It could have ballots on it. Why not? I don't know.
Well, let's remember again. This is interim.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if we're going to do this process, then it seems to me that we can close the nominations so that we really don't delay it any more than necessary.
Mm-hmm.
That the nominating process, assume that nothing could be done before the 3rd in terms of getting out information to the collectives and getting all the carts in different languages and having different groups play in.
I'd be impressed if we did it by the 3rd, frankly.
Pardon?
I'd be impressed if we did it by the 3rd, frankly. I mean,
I'm saying nothing can start till the 3rd.
The 3rd, okay.
I mean, forget.
You're good saying all that was going to happen.
No,
the 3rd.
Forget anything until the 3rd.
My holiday season's coming up here.
A lot of programmers aren't even doing their, they're just playing stuff. They're not even doing programs. So, say that we have a 3-week process of on air, all of this stuff, other kinds of outreach.
Close nominations February 1?
Well, I'm thinking earlier.
Why?
So you have 3 weeks.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, that's pretty close. I just would like to move it up. I'd like to get it over with faster. Because if you close nominations February 1...
You have 2 weeks.
That's Friday, yeah.
You do... Say you do the form the next week, February 8th or whatever.
And that gets broadcasted. So.
And then you have a week to mail in ballots.
Mm-hmm.
Do the form on Saturday, air it on Sunday, again on Monday.
Yeah, you could play it several times for people who didn't have a chance
to
hear it.
So the earliest we have results is February 15th, right?
Keep mentioning interim, okay? That's really the key, so people don't get so bogged down. Okay,
this February 21st.
You know, and it's going to be revisited, okay? And that's another
remember,
key.
This group is only responsible for quarterly reviews and previews. This group is not determining programming. It's a
It's got to start with some review.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it'll start with its first review, and it'll have a second review, and I mean, that's it. It meets every 90 days.
Yeah, the first program.
Well, it reports out every 90 days.
No, it doesn't. It has a review.
It reports out on 90-day intervals. How often it meets is up to it, but it's only...
No one has that part with them.
It's, you know, it's only required to report out every 90 days, so, you know...
But the election should be shorter than 90 days, is what you're basically
Yes, but, you know, and they should be able to get out 2 formal reports in the time they're meeting, which isn't to say they're not going to do stuff in the middle, but,
No, because there are all kinds of things that I don't see them just doing something every 90 days.
That is their charge, of the 90-day reports.
That's not necessarily a... minimum. I mean, a maximum.
No,
correct.
No, I'm not saying it is, but I'm saying that is the minimum. Is 90-day quarterly reports. Okay, so February 1-ish, close nominations.
It's Friday, yeah. Thank you.
So February 9 is a Saturday?
Correct.
Could we go for February 9 for the forum?
Mm-hmm.
Forum? Okay, we'll do a forum on February 9. So February... We'll take... February 18th is a Monday?
Yes.
So... In the mail, collected by mail through February... We'll say February 16th. We'll go ahead and take anything that comes in on the 18th, in case it's lost in the mail.
And then we'll count the 7 ballots on Tuesday.
Come $7 on Tuesday. And we'll have them seated by Wednesday the 20th.
Wednesday the 20th. Oh, my God.
A lot of programming decisions get made.
I know, and, but also I recognize one of the things you're saying, but also is that I have a feeling that the programming council will be, and you know, a very strong point of KPFK and very heavily involved. But let's get
John Winger suggested. 1 week at the council going at the Arts and Action Center.
How would they be seated? How would they be selected then?
Well, I think they would just have to have a forum and just self-nominate. Elect.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we're getting too involved for something that's interim. I think interim means you do something fast and you get it going and you try it out.
Mm-hmm. Just have and it subjected to approval by the lab. The lab can say, you know, the process failed. We won't accept this council. In case there's a problem, you know, in case somebody, you know, shows up and disrupts the process, but
I don't want the lab validating the process.
Yeah, I don't either.
For any number of reasons I can think of, it's first of all, it's not up to the lab to validate the process. I think that puts a real burden on the lab to invalidate something the listeners are doing, and I don't think the lab should be in that business, frankly.
I wish I could find... I had that at the meeting at which we did this thing, the 5 points. Because, for starters, one of the things, it's a policy committee. Mm-hmm. And policy has to be established. Mm-hmm. And so, from my point of view, the committee needs to meet much sooner than later. We have to have policy established with a new PD coming in, working with a new PD to establish policy. Mm-hmm. I mean, otherwise, it's de facto just has not its main function has not been performed.
But this is also an interim committee, so you know, to what extent is the interim committee setting policy?
There'll be interim policy then.
Well, then you know, we instruct the PD that what they're doing between now and mid-February is also interim because we're bringing in an interim group, and then they'll do interim policy, and then June they'll do real policy.
Yeah. Interim programming and all that. I think
that's all negotiable with the PD. I think that's all stuff that can be worked out as long as the PD knows a programming council is coming in and what the programming council's responsibilities are. You know, and I, you know, it is my understanding that the PD candidates are being advised of that.
Right, but it's different being advised of that coming in and there's nobody in place. And you have carte blanche, in effect.
They may have a PD in place in the next 2 weeks. We're certainly not going to be ready to go in that length of time.
There's not going to be a public forum for a PD?
That's what I'm saying, 2 weeks. 1 week for a public forum and then in.
They're not making us do what we had to do to elect the search committee people. They gave us 7 days. Remember that? 7 days to get it done.
I mean, I think, you know, they could do a program count. I don't know what their timetable is.
This doesn't make sense. I think we're making it way too complicated for something that's interim.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm very concerned about outreach.
Leslie, how the people who are interested in programming are the people who listen to the station.
Right.
And the very best outreach, then, for people who are interested in programming is through the station.
Right.
And what we probably have to do is, to the extent you can mandate anyone around here to do anything, mandate the various programs that absolutely have to carry carts.
Okay.
And that they are played, you know, on programs that reach into different communities in different languages for even if we say 2 solid weeks.
Sure.
And then that's it. And then you have a forum.
I saw that in effect with the Peace and Unity Fest. Continuous. Okay, that was that was the most powerful element.
I think that's a great idea. Yeah. You know, I think the advertising is wonderful. I'm two concerns. One is the people who aren't going to be able to make it to that forum, which is going to be 1 day, 1 afternoon, and if they can't make it, they're SOL.
I think those same people also wouldn't go to the library, frankly.
Well, I know if you hold it on Saturday, I can't be there.
I think that
you know, I think we, it's real practical.
We should have the second ballots at the station at the local library.
I want the listeners to get used to the idea of voting. I think they need to understand that they're now part of this system, that this is now a not only listener-sponsored, but to a great extent, listener-run station, and they need to be participating in this process.
Well, I have greater concern that the listeners are not going to be involved in the next stage of programming. We have someone coming in, whoever that is. Right now, everything is frozen. But we're going to wait another 2 months, in effect, for to unfreeze programming. And if we're talking about outreach and diversity, and the most critical aspect of that is in programming.
All right, well, let's tighten it up. Let's close nominations on January 15th. Hold the forum on January 22nd.
Or even, okay.
Do elections by January 31st.
Mm, I have no problem with
that. Why even wait a week between the end of nominations and forum?
Because we have to print ballots and get ballots out.
Well, okay. And you have to get it. You need to get on air who the candidates are. And
okay.
I mean, I think you also need a period of on-air presentation of all the candidates.
Okay.
Yeah, but I still,
that's people who are interested in programs listen to the program.
Okay.
I need to back up and get some dates. Then close nominations January. What's around the 15th?
15th is a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to go to the 18th, 19th then? Is it Saturday?
18th is a Saturday.
I'm sorry, 18th is a Friday. I need my glasses.
What you're saying for closing nominations?
Close nominations on Friday the 18th. Do a forum on January 26th. Is it Saturday?
Yes.
Okay. Can we make that the 27th?
Sunday.
I'd really like to attend.
Yeah. Or would
forum
we have,
needs to be bilingual.
Would you want two for? I mean, that's it. Yeah, one. I think one.
Sunday afternoon. Make it afternoon. People complain about.
Right.
Some of our listeners apparently go to church.
Okay. So January 27th in the afternoon.
We have to work on that.
We're up on the January 27th is Sunday?
Yeah, and then you've got the P&B meeting. Yeah.
And you've got the P&B meeting.
It's getting really.
Yeah, what do we do?
I think we've got more breathing room to shoot for February.
Even though it's
is your fear that the program, the new programming director, will start initiating immediately, programs that maybe the programming council would not approve of? And if so, can you maybe we can ask that the programming director not do anything until?
You know, we've got a cure to
programming
that.
Council.
They can't make programming changes until this council's in place. That's Coughlin's stand.
Well, Coughlin's stands aren't very solid on anything ever. So,
those principles now.
Is that on record?
Can we just make sure that the lab makes an edict in that sense? That the programming council and the programming director
have to work together to develop program policy.
All right, because that seems to be.
If
the lab were to agree to that, are you convinced that the vote would go that way?
Let me put it this way. The lab has agreed with Coughlin's statement. I see no reason that they wouldn't agree to Coughlin's statement formally. No one in the lab has objected to Coughlin's statement at this point.
How many of them really know what it means?
It would be very interesting to hear a lab dissent on something like this.
Okay.
Yeah. Especially when Sherman speaks up for it.
If that's the case, then I'm okay with that.
The February's, yeah.
Heck, I'm going for
council. If we have someone coming in who has very definite ideas about programming, even if they're good ideas,
51% for women.
It's not a bad idea.
Then he has to wait.
Or she.
I'm sorry, yeah. Margola always is correcting me on that, okay?
Just think S/HE, or think of she as the generic, because it includes he. So just use she as the generic.
Okay.
Okay, so on January 3rd, we come back together.
I stand corrected.
on January 3rd, we come back together as a group and outline an advertising and outreach campaign.
Okay. I will be here, but I'll send an idea.
And by January
6th. Well, can we do some of this via email? Because I think that the collective coalition might be having a meeting on January 6th, which means that this, what the desire is about a cart in multiple languages played on their on each collective program, so each collective, particularly on their, if any programs are pre-recorded, keeps 5 minutes open for a cart.
Well, if we meet on January 3rd, we can have that together by January 6th. We can at least have the English text.
Well, no, not so much the cart, is working it out with them.
Yeah, meet on January 3rd, put that in our proposal, take it to the collective that they're meeting on the 6th.
Okay, I'll email you Taka.
Okay.
About it. But we have to figure this thing out because it's going to determine how many.
Yeah, well,
there's another lab meeting coming up, I think. I don't know.
Be a topic for that, definitely.
But is it, could we get some clarification now and present it to the lab? Because it looked like we had clarification before it went to the lab, and all of a sudden, once it hit lab, it went.
I think we're completely unclear, Gordon, on where collectors fall, whether they're unpaid staff or listeners, and I don't know that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking of appointed for communities. I'm looking at other things.
Yeah, yeah. No, there are two different things. There are two issues.
Because the unity proposal was no appointed anything anyhow.
I think that that we should call that. We shouldn't call it for appointed from the community. It should be called for at large to assure, if necessary, to assure diversity and comprehensiveness.
Where are we going to get them?
Where?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, see, there's no one from labor.
Well, I'm saying they're going to elect them or appoint them is really
okay, but
question.
But let's not call them for appointed. And then what should be up for discussion again is where we get them. The same way that what should be up for discussion is clarification about the lab.
Okay.
Or we could say something like appointed as necessary. In other words, elect the listeners, and if the diversity goals haven't been met, then appoint people.
Help me remember STV and diversity requirements when we get to election procedures. We'll cover that one specifically in there, I think. Okay, so we need clarification on who are the listeners. Are the collectives included, or are they unpaid staff? We also need, we don't like the idea of appointed people. How are we going to handle how outreach if needed? Okay, are those the two major points?
Well, and the other is, we need that clarification in order to decide if there are many, many more listeners than 3+.
Okay, one of my questions,
what the plus
too,
is
anybody
10.
Clear on whether the non-voting management, since they are non-voting, do they count in the total count?
Of the composition?
Yeah.
I think so, because they certainly will exert influence by virtue of participation.
Yeah.
But they don't vote on anything, so you end up with needing extra listeners to balance out non-voting people.
Why even, may I ask a question, why is it just not the programming director, and why do we even have the GM and the news director on that the committee?
That's what the lab decided.
That's
decided.
That
was
that,
our,
kind of a, that was in every proposal that came down.
Program.
No, not all
unity.
Three.
It was
not all
not
three.
Unity.
It was.
GM and PD were at least in unity.
That makes sense to me because news is an important part of the program.
I thought
Wait a minute. We had no management in unity.
Right.
It makes sense to me that the news director.
Nothing.
What's the purpose of the program?
Management.
Yeah.
It is blank.
See, you have already, it seems to me, like as an advisory
As an advisory role, definitely I would not. I don't know if I would have a problem with programming director, but I would also. But I'm saying why GM, why ND, and then also you the advice, and that's the way I was using the programming director. If it was going to sit on the programming console, as you know, more or less as a as a guidance, as an advisor.
See, I'd like to to see them the other way, not advising. I'd like to hear them. I'd like them to be there to hear what's going on, to hear the discussions and how these ideas come about and what these mean.
Now, I have a question. I think about the news director. Is the news director really strictly the news director or public affairs person?
I think now they're covering both.
Oh my.
Okay.
I believe.
I mean,
they're covering.
If that's the case, the news director really needs to be there.
I think they're covering both hats. We don't have budget for anything, you know, for a public affairs director right now. Or a music director, even. Mm-hmm. You know, and frankly, more than half our programming, I think, is still music, and we don't have anybody.
Which is a problem. It's. I mean, music should just come under arts and culture. I don't know why music should be separate. No, but.
Okay, so we still have the two questions for the
three
lab.
Three questions.
What's their third one? I have
the number of list. The
number of listeners.
Oh, I think that'll be clear once we get the answer to the other ones.
Well, but how do we
number of listeners?
I think we want the lab to. It's not just clarification. I think we want the lab to revisit some things because it got a little bit crazier. I think myself.
And you and lab, you don't think of them as being listeners, also.
No.
Okay.
No. For some reason, the lab and the listeners are opposed in this station. No. I don't understand that myself, but there seems to be an oppositional thing there.
I think opposed, but I think just different kind of access. Or
see, I when I originally looked at the organization here, I thought the lab was the representatives of listeners. I mean, that was my read, and that's...
Well, you're not.
There seems to be an oppositional thing where we have listeners and lab, and I don't quite understand that dynamic, but that's...
Well,
have you seen...
Lydia feels that the listener activists are not a constituency.
Well, any more than the unelected lab is.
Well, I'm just saying. Maybe that's where that comes from. She talks about the broad listeners.
It's such a poem. It's a strange dynamic to me that I don't quite understand. But
have you seen changes within yourself going from listener to lab member?
I'm better informed.
But, you know, I mean, and that's the only really, but you consider yourself still a listener, right?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm the only one who does. Okay. You know, I'll be quite honest. No one else looks at me and says, you're a listener.
Actually, you have probably less time to listen now that you're on the left.
No, actually, I'm listening a lot more.
No,
it's listening every chance I get.
It's a question of power dynamics.
Yeah.
Okay.
No one's elected. Okay? No one is elected.
But as I say, I'm the only one.
And they don't feel responsible to the listeners. Some people do. Or might, and some people don't. I mean, a lot of people sit there and are just speaking for themselves. They are not speaking for the listener.
I think it's only going to make a big difference when the lab is elected.
Yeah. I think it'll make a big difference, but I think you'll still have people who are there speaking for themselves.
Oh, I'm sure.
After they get elected, I don't think that's going to solve that problem because it should.
But you can get
recalled.
But you get recalled.
Real stupid question. So the first line, lab elected by listeners, that's... What happens in the first election in January? I mean,
the lab is elected by the lab members.
The lab members would nominate themselves, or the lab could decide to nominate three people or six people, and they would be at the forum. They'd be on the ballot as a separate category.
Okay. Which I think is also, let me just say, I think that's very odd, and I'm not saying we need to revisit it, but if we're setting up this dynamic where the listener is on one side and the lab is on the other, to then also have the listeners electing the lab suggest that the lab are also listeners.
No, the reason for that is because the lab is not elected.
I recognize that, but I'm just saying...
It's kind of a way to compensate for
it.
It's an odd dynamic that's going on there. It all gets intertwined in strange ways. And I'm not saying we revisit it or anything else.
I would like to sort out, if we could, just put two columns, the staff, including management positions and the none, to get a sense of the balance here or lack of.
Let's see.
Can we do that?
No, not without erasing all my notes.
We'll just put them in another column, maybe.
Okay, so over here we have two paid staff, two unpaid staff,
three managers.
Three non-voting managers. Okay, and we've got four from the collectives. I'll let them straddle the fence here.
Yeah, you see, Lydia's the only one who keeps saying the collectives. And
I think the collectives are a great idea.
Oh, I do. But what she's talking about, when she says collectives, the example she continually uses is Latino collective, which is not a programming collective. And Foque Latino is a programming collective.
Well, I don't think she's excluding the programming collectives.
But who are these others? There's one.
And
that's a non-programming collective.
And then she mentions that one, but she has to be including the programming collectives.
That shouldn't be called, they shouldn't be called collectives. That's what keeps confusing the situation.
What do you call them then?
This group that she keeps calling collective.
Oh.
The Latino.
Well, collective. Defined advisory as one form of a collective, right?
Well, the way it was being defined, the way Yutaka was defining it was there were three functions. Advisory was one, and programming was part of
that.
Three.
I would also say in developing a collective, because I'm in very nascent stages of putting one together at Oxnard with the farm workers, advisory is all they're going to be able to do for a while. And to say they're not a collective at that point.
Well, it's just confusing. I think it needs to be called something else.
I think it's the way a collective begins, is advising and having some input and making suggestions. And I think it can grow from there to program.
All right, well, I have a suggestion.
Okay.
Why don't we say two and two? Two in each column of the collectives.
How would you divide them up?
The two from the groups that are non-programming collectives, whatever it is that they do,
or maybe an infrequent program or something like that, maybe a special, but as opposed to maybe the kind of a
the regular.
But you're saying there's only one non-programming collective now, so they'd have two representatives.
No.
And the other three would have two.
I'd say if we ever reach more than that, this is up to two.
But this is interim.
Yeah, so say two from the programming collectives.
And two from the non-programming collectives?
Up to two if there's such a thing.
Well, Latina could elect two.
And, well, there's a youth collective. They're pretty consistent.
They don't have a regular program.
No, they don't, yeah.
And they may actively be meeting. I think they're generating some content,
right.
But it might be just more intermittent.
Right? Yeah, so two and two with...
Well, we can make the suggestion.
Why don't we suggest two and two, and then that helps us figure out this. Because then two are really part of the listener community, and two are really part of a kind of staff, unpaid staff.
Now, if you're trying to count the number of listeners still, we still don't know if we're going to have the four appointed from the community.
Okay, well, let's add up without those for the moment.
Okay, so
we've got... if we split two and two... Let's call them community advisory collectives or something.
Yeah. Community needs to say. That's right. I wonder what the community needs to say. I get confused with the differentiation.
Okay.
I just see these collectives on a spectrum of growth from very baby collectives into fully developed collectives.
Well, some like the Latino are not. There's always going to be that group as an advisory group.
Yeah, well, I think I can.
And there may be programming collectives forming, and programming collectives are part of them, like in Foque Latino.
So we have advisory collectives and programming collectives. Terminology.
Seven, nine on that side.
But you want the lab over here also, don't you? If you're doing what I think you're doing, which is...
No. I would keep the lab over there because the listeners have control over it in the sense of an election.
Okay.
Which is my concern, that there be listener...
Right.
Yeah.
What would you guys think if we didn't have those four appointed from the community, that we then had seven plus listeners?
Right.
Yeah.
That's how it would work.
Yeah. Seven listeners. Well, we still have a problem unless we went 10, with the way 12. They did it at KPFA.
Make
sure that we get
STVM with diversity goals. It has to be done.
Okay,
then.
If we did that, then that would be okay.
Yeah.
I disappointed without doing that.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's not. But see, the diversity is there are multiple facets to it. I mean, what if there's no one from the labor movement?
Let's see. All right.
What if there's no one?
Before we go there, because that's a very tricky subject. It's going to be very complicated. Are we finished with the timetable?
Oh, I thought we were.
Just checking where we are now.
I need to rewrite it again with the new times. I'm sorry.
We've got our basic.
I think
you want to rewrite the
timetable. I think if you get too involved with
January 3rd, we re-meet. January 6th,
you know, labor and all. Because that's what. What happened at the last lab meeting or the one that when they were talking?
Everyone, we closed nominations.
They were just nominating.
Oh, that's right. We went to
we have to have labor. We have to have Spanish. So we have to have.
Yeah, that's they were specifying, but that's within having a couple of. Open seats to make sure that we have representation across different communities.
What are the, I don't know what the word is, yeah.
But we'll
keep
there's
still
right,
an
so
advantage to...
Yeah. All right, so you got labor. What else you got?
Or as soon as possible.
Doesn't that seem to be something that's kind of lacking at the station anyways? Is the working class?
Yeah, absolutely.
How about elderly?
Oh, God, we
and
have
the elderly,
those,
that's
yeah.
right.
Retired senior citizens could be the most... I mean, it's incredible. No one's really gone after them, but everybody talks about going after the youth collectives and all this. And I say, God, I mean, the retired senior citizens, if KPFK could grab them, that's a very powerful bond.
We should start going over to Sunset House.
I was thinking about that too.
All kinds of activism.
That have meetings right.
All kinds of volunteers.
Okay, I know. I'd like to go back. I think I want to revisit this appointed. I know why I pushed it to start with, and I think I still want to push it. I'm not so much that they have to be appointed.
The maturity, the hindsight.
For instance, say we have one youth. From the youth collective.
No.
That's it. Out of 24 people, that's why we need some kind of the possibility of adding other people.
But how do we determine who those other people are going to be?
Well, that's why I think it probably has to be appointed.
By whom? But who decides? You know, if we have 4 seats and we need... A youth, a disabled person, an elderly person, a prisoner, who decides which of those groups get those 4 seats?
Do we decide beforehand?
Well, we could do it on the basis of demographics. We could do it on the basis
40% Latino, but this group is 30%, then do the Latino folks need another seat? Who makes that call?
Yeah, especially if Fernando's here, then he'll make the call. Okay, I mean, you understand what I'm saying? I mean, you've got an incredible, and every diverse group that you can think of will probably break up into another subgroup. Okay,
I think you can predetermine some groups, but I don't want.
Yeah,
I think 7. It sounds like Zara and Alessa were going with, and just make it 3 and 4, and we say 7 listeners. And allow the listeners to, because remember, I still make the argument. It's an interim program.
Yeah, but do we want to set a bad model where there's no one from?
Okay, so we're
the labor movement, for example. There's no one from the immigrant community.
Well, someone was running and says, "I know a lot about the labor.
Yeah,
I represent labor."
Yeah, you're right. Zara's right.
No,
let that person get up and speak.
I've been a wobbly for 25 years.
I would vote immediately for the wobbly. Okay, but you understand what Zara's saying? She's saying let that person who wants to represent labor, he has the plus. He says involved.
Okay, first of all, are we all in favor of STV voting? Is there anyone opposed?
Well,
is there anyone going to go for cumulative?
Apparently, Faramarz has been arguing that
cumulative
is better. I don't know.
Do you follow the argument?
I have enough to deal with.
Because Carl Gunther is arguing that it's not. Do we need to research that? And if so, who's going to do it? Because it ain't going to be me.
Well, I'm suggesting.
Where does Tom come on this? Is it Tom Casey who?
Casey Peters.
Where is
he? STV.
STV.
Yeah, we should. We should probably contact one and note.
I'm suggesting that, and Harrison has some kind of. Harrison has some kind of video. I'm suggesting that maybe F that tomorrow, that FDNN talk about doing a forum on this issue.
I like to see a video.
And people present both things.
The problem I see with cumulative is that it distorts the threshold minimum.
Mm-hmm.
That you can have some person give 5 votes to one candidate,
right.
But then that throws your minimum threshold, assuming you have one.
But I think it'd be healthy just to have a forum. I mean, who's following this discussion? There's enough else to deal with.
Okay, so we're not going to decide STV versus
I don't think we should decide. No, I think there should be a forum and then get a sense of what people...
But this body is not hosting that forum, is
no,
it?
When would that be?
I think tomorrow we'll suggest that FPNN do that.
Okay. It'll have to be before the February something.
Because I think that people are confused and don't want to take the time, especially when Carl writes 10 pages about something.
What does he do?
Ian!
Is that EMS?
Ian, will you... I called you. Did you get my message from Fernando? Will you be our board up Thursday?
This Thursday?
For Radio Antifada.
Regularly?
All of a sudden, no.
Even regularly, yes. I cannot stand it any longer.
You can't take it anymore?
The situation is that Carol Springer seems to think that STB may not...
But for smooth it over with Wayne I'm just saying, have Nate say, Wayne, thank you so much.
Okay, so I did mention it to Nathan.
If she's thrown in cumulative because she knows that's valid.
Oh, okay, I did mention
it
to him.
Nate Thompson?
I'm 90% convinced.
Okay, but for sure for this Thursday?
Yeah, is it live show?
We're doing live this Thursday.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Do me a favor, have a good script rundown so I don't get confused and do the wrong thing.
They're both in KU.
Don't call the wrong cut and everything will be happy.
Cynicism is growing daily, so...
That's what always happens, man. If you ever hear the news go blank, that's because either someone called the wrong cut, there was no cut, it was the wrong cut, or what
by
happened
cut,
like
I
yesterday?
Just, if I just put like the chance on one track and something else on another track and give you the notes, you'll know.
Yeah, let's hook a computer.
And
who
is going to supervise the elections?
Blows up and bad things happen.
Okay.
I say, who is going to supervise the elections?
This person showed up, Gabrielle, and I'm afraid I emptied my trash today. Gabrielle something, Fidel knows who she is. She's been something to do with the county registrar or does something or another. She's a Green. Do you know who she is?
Of course.
But that sounds
great.
And somebody like Casey or her?
She's doing it for the unpaid staff.
Now, is she getting paid to do it?
No, she's volunteering.
Okay. So she's what, we should approach her to be the election supervisor in this? Because we certainly need an impartial person.
Yeah.
It's not going to be anybody in this room.
No.
Sorry, folks, but, if you want to take that heat, go for it. Because I ain't going for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that we could contact her after she's finished with the unpaid staff and see if she still wants to do it.
That's trouble, I know.
It's somebody who actually unseals the ballots and counts
them.
That's
what she's going to do.
And it may be more than, maybe that she needs more than one person.
And you know what? Why don't she invite anyone from the unpaid staff who wants to observe the unsealing to be there?
I think we should have observers assigned.
Because my suspicion is that there will be as many votes on the unpaid staff as there will be.
I know. For the seven ballots.
Put a definite on the side.
Okay, so it
was. Ian, give me your email.
We used observers from the forum itself. Spontaneously. So that
X with an E or without?
With an E.
Trust factor.
Yes. 02.
Okay.
Wait.
Who here
wants
to help
because
we have
the ballots, the mail-in ballots.
Okay, small.
So you're going to need to be.
But you can ask
small
if volunteers there
e.
to
okay.
help with the mail-in.
Small
ballots
later.
Yes,
02.
02.
At Hotmail.
Okay.
So
yeah,
sorry suggesting
sure,
that
so
we have,
remember.
That we ask for
yeah, and I'll talk to Nate.
It's changed my usual schedule.
Okay.
Well, that's the only time I ever blow anything.
Okay.
I don't run with the Palm Pilot.
And I'll talk to Nate.
It's very open and accountable. A very open process.
Anyone else? Dr. Chuck, anyone else besides Nate?
No, he should have Nate talk to
please.
Wayne, who's been...